Well, welcome back. This is Jeff and Rick, and we're going to continue the 3P dialogue we introduced and promised you. And just as a reminder, why we are doing this, and why we're doing it is because it's about your story and your story of trueness.
Right. And you know, last time we touched on these 3Ps, and I even had someone comment back to me that the 3Ps really resonated, and she was already sharing the 3Ps. And so we start with this word passion, you know, in the context of what, you know, we talk about a lot, particularly I think a lot of the messaging that people are familiar with, you know, for, if they work with you, Jeff, is this idea of a flow from why to what and to how. And that's the flow of, you know, story. And so what we're talking about here a little bit is right, helping people to kind of create their story. So we start with, I think, the most basic question, which is, what is passion?
You know, and I was so ready to answer that today. Boy, I had all these great things to say. Mm-hmm. And I was in a coaching session this morning with a client who's going through a career transition that she has actually placed herself in. Very impressive, you know, what she's doing and how she's doing that. But in the middle of that, she said, oh, I got to tell you this. Because she and I were talking about, we had touched on the word calling, and we've been talking about voice and what her voice was and what that meant. And so she's riding along with her three daughters, and the middle one is 11 years old. And she said, I don't even know how it happened. We were talking about calling. And I thought that was kind of really cool. And she said, so she looked at her girls and said, so I use that word and I'm talking about that, but do you know what a calling is? And this 11-year-old said, it's what you're made for.
Mm-hmm.
And I got so excited. I went, okay, that's what Rick and I are talking about today, right there. That's just, and I don't know any better way to say what passion is than say, it's what you're made for. And she and I spent a lot of time talking about that today, and a whole assignment came from that that I think is really going to be really helpful and cool to see what she does. But I think that's what passion is. I know we, in our last conversation, I had said, you know, we'll talk about passion, which is about fulfillment. And, you know, if you know what you're made for and you're able to live that, maybe that's what I really mean by trueness again, then I don't know. I can't think of anything more fulfilling. So, you know, that's, I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to leave it in this 11-year-old's words. Passion is what you're made for. To me, that's what it is.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, it's interesting. I think, you know, we exchanged a couple of email in the past couple of days, you know, in and around the words, right? And so I sent you something about passion, and basically someone was saying, I don't give a crap about your passion, you know? I don't give a damn about your passion. I don't want to hear about your passion. It was this long kind of diatribe. But really, you know, it has a lot to do with something else that you had sent me, which was around the baggage that comes with words. And I think one of the things that people think about when they think about passion is, you know, that passion is a destination, meaning it's, you know, it's this thing that you uncover, and once you uncover it, you know, you're there. Done. You know, yes, I have found passion. And that is a lot of pressure to put on one word, and I think it's a lot of pressure for people to put on themselves, too. I mean, like, what do you think about that?
No, I think you're exactly, I think you're right on. And you know, the guy who wrote that article is, for those of you listening, we read that, and we both independently, we were sending messages back and forth, and I sent my reply. Rick says, that's exactly what I was thinking. And we actually identified with the guy.
Yeah.
Because what he's experiencing is people who, and Rick and I were talking before we actually hit record, and I was talking about the mother of this 11-year-old and something we were talking about today. And when she talked about her voice and ultimately her passion. And what she did is she did something really cool. And she said, there's two pieces to this. And as she described them, what I was hearing was the external piece and the internal piece. And what this guy was writing in his little diatribe article was about people who get stuck on that internal part.
Yeah.
Which is just the passion, but he's not seeing the passion do anything. And been there, done that, seen that, been frustrated just like he is, been, you know, sick of hearing about that. And there's got to be the balance of you know, what that flow, as I like to call it, from the internal to the external. Got to have that both. My coach and I she was going back and forth on that flow thing, saying, well, I don't think it always starts internally. And we agreed, and, you know, on some pieces and saw it a little differently on others. It doesn't really matter where it begins. It may be an external thing that gets you, just like with the client I was talking about. It started as an external thing for her. Some things that she was seeing, some things that weren't happening, which forced her inside. And that's where she is right now. But she's already got a plan for, I'm going to figure this out internally, and then it's going to do its thing externally. And to put that in a little more practical terms, I will just share what she said, obviously very influenced by her 11-year-old daughter. She was talking about her own voice, her passion, and basically she said, externally, I want to have a voice, meaning a seat at the table. She's a leader, very influential leader, and she said, internally, I want to know what I'm made for. So she's ready to really make that connection. And I think having an experience around somebody like that who does make that connection is what that article is about. Is I want to see more of that, not this just get stuck on the internal piece.
Well, you know, and I think what, you know, kind of going back to the point that I was making earlier, is I think that what happens is we get stuck on passion as being the what, right? But passion is maybe what you're passionate about. You know, it's the thing that today fires you out, but you have to peel back the layers of the onion, like, you know, like an ogre, as Shrek would say. You know, an ogre is like an onion; it has many layers. And if you peel back and you go deeper, passion is the why. It's the fire, the thing inside that makes you want to do all the what's. You and I, a couple of years ago, we'd gotten together face to face, and we had a weekend of powwow, and we drew some pictures, and I still have those pictures. And basically what we had come up with was a model that you could essentially build businesses off of, like almost interchangeable parts, because it allowed the individual to make the what, just these different things. You can make these combinations of what's, you know, like, oh, I like technology and I like leading people, so I could do a technology consulting business. And those are all what's, but the why is I like to teach. I like to help people. I like to inspire people. I like to influence people. Those are all, you know, those kind of why elements. And on that, you can build, you know, these elaborate what's and how's.
Perfect. Thank you for reminding everybody of that. And Rick and I were actually talking before, and from some other conversations from a long time ago, Rick had identified some key words that are part of his what, you know, what he does, which is about inspiration and influence. And as we were talking about it, I said, so why are those important to you? And you've just touched on that, Rick, you know, around the inspiration. You said everybody needs fire.
Yeah.
You know, that you're passionate about that. And around the influence piece, for those of you, you know, who don't know Rick is in a role where he has to work with a lot of people, get things done through a lot of people, and they don't have to do it. They don't report to Rick.
Yep.
So the what I jotted down, Rick, when you were talking about that, was leveraging creative resources, or even saying it another way, creatively leveraging resources. and Rick is an artist. He's very creative. And I've watched over the last, what now, year and a half at least? No, probably 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've watched this wonderful things happen for you in this role. Just to, when I say for you, I mean to you. And it's just really cool. So absolutely. And I think that's probably the best parting thought we could leave everybody with, is that passion is about the why. And it doesn't have to be talked about. You don't have to write, you know, a resume around it.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to know it.
Yeah, and don't even trap yourself by believing that it's a one and done sort of thing. It's okay if you call something a passion and you realize, well, that's not really the why. That was a what. So that's okay. So let me look deeper and reflect back on why was I so fired up about that thing, about that job, about that project, about that time that I volunteered my time, whatever the case might be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And next, we're going to be talking about purpose. We're going to move into purpose and then into presence. So we'll get through, Rick and I'll get through all the three P's, and then we're going to kind of cycle back through again, this time bringing some other thoughts and stories to you from the very ranks of the people listening. So we're excited about that.
All right. Thank you, everybody. And we will talk again soon.
Thanks.